How's it going, everybody, and welcome back to From the Sidelines. My name is Josh, and I'm here with Chad, Devin, and Noah, and today we're going to talk some sports. We're on episode 77 today, so if you want to watch any of our previous episodes, you can find those on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you get your podcasts. If you want to watch the video portion of this episode, you can find us on YouTube at From the Sidelines Pod, and if you want to find us on social media, you can find us at FTS Pod. Comments, questions, concerns, you can email us at theftspod@gmail.com. Let's get into it. Big news in the Kentucky world. Chad's already laughing. I don't know. Chad's giggling.
Just Devin, the entire time you were reading that, was just staring into my soul. I just
couldn't help. He's looking very ghostly today.
The most blank stare on his face.
I'm just watching Josh go to work.
Okay, I appreciate it. It's just with that white background and then the obvious white skin and then the blatant white sweatshirt and then the glare from the light. It's just, you're looking very ghostly.
You just know it's a look you can never pull off. I respect
it. Okay. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. That's why I went with all gray today. More of a monotone guy myself, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get into it. Big news in the Kentucky world today, and actually yesterday. Mitch Barnhart has confirmed that Coach Cal will be back to Kentucky for his 16th season next season, and yeah, it's a sad day, I think.
Boo. The world's smallest violins are surely playing for us right now. Tell you that much.
You can't win them all.
Yeah, yep. Well, I guess, what do we think about this whole situation? Do we think, first thing that came to mind for me was that maybe Reed Sheppard had some pull into this. Kind of makes me wonder if maybe he's returning, and that's kind of part of the reason why Barnhart decided to let Cal stay. Because obviously, you know, they fired Coach Kai on the women's side for much less. Like, I mean, Cal has had a worse past 5 years than she has, and she got fired. So, I don't know. I just can't really make sense of it.
She's the worst. Also, that's like terrible being worse than bad. Like, I mean, sure, but I mean, she doesn't have the 10 years prior, and she had one good week, four good games, whatever. Anyway, I think the Reed points, that would be like a worse decision than Barnhart deciding to bring Cal back. If you have the opportunity to go and be a lottery pick and make millions of dollars and get your second and third contract while you're young, go ahead and do it. That would be an absurd decision if you ask me. I don't care how much you love Kentucky basketball. But regardless, I don't know why Cal's coming back. I mean, how much more mediocrity can one person deliver and just has no repercussions? I understand the buyout's pretty egregiously large. I wonder who gave him that contract. Surely that's not a reflection on that guy. But you know, I just first weekend exit year after year, 9-16 season, worst in Kentucky program history. Just all time new lows. Just all time stuff. Just record breaking stuff in the wrong way. He's breaking records in the right way at the start, but you know, he's gotten complacent ever since that Lifecom contract, and he's just a glorified recruiter at this point. I mean, he brings in talented players, and they don't deliver in March. So we're not built for November, and we're not built for March. So what are we built for? We're built for June, I think.
No, we're just
that's
built
when
for
the draft
next year.
Is right. That's when the draft is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I guess that's what we're built for.
It's, I mean, I would gladly contribute to this GoFundMe if we needed one. Like, can we get a coach that has a scouting report, shares that scouting report with his players, not just like, you know, I'm going to throw it in the trash and I'm just going to tell my team, let's fight. This guy, it makes me so mad. He literally admitted to it on his radio show that he just like, no, we're not going to scout the teams. I'm just going to tell my guys to fight. We're going to worry about what we do. We don't got to worry about what anyone else does but us. Well, that's clearly not working. So maybe we should try and figure out what the other teams do, especially when it's as amoebish as running a 2-3 zone. And we act like we're the last person on earth to know that Oakland ran a 2-3 zone and had a guy who shot like 327 threes out of 335 shots all year. They're like, oh, we didn't know Jack Golkey was a three-point shooter. Like, give me a break. And the Oakland coach, we're running sets for this guy, and who, by the way, played in Division III this time last year. Okay? He's a Division III player and just smoked us. But you know what? Our coach said, you know, we watched one game where he shot 1-for-9, so we're not going to worry about that. How about all the other games? I don't like it. Play someone else talk so I can stop.
I mean, it was the most unexpected thing ever that he was not going to have a good game against North Carolina State. Like, of course, he was going to shoot 50%, like insane positive regression. He's only a 37% shooter. Like, let's not act like he's unconscious, like Reed out there. Like, he's a fine shooter. He had some contested looks. He was good off balance. I mean, if he shot off the dribble, though, that thing was a brick. He was building homes out there if it was off the dribble. So NC State was able to figure that out. They forced him to put it on the deck a lot. But against our defense, I mean, he was just running off screens, and guys were just leaving him off offensive rebounds and things like that. So, of course, he made us pay. We're more worried about Trey Townsend against our should-be way better seven-footers, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But apparently we need the game plan for that guy instead of the guy that can actually send you home when he drops 32 on your head. So, great scouting report, great coaching. We had no clue how to attack the zone. We're putting DJ Wagner in the middle of the zone. Is he a shooting threat? Can he knock down a 15-foot jumper? No. We have Reeves, Rob, and Reed, and for some reason we opt to put DJ Wagner in that spot. So, shockingly, our offense struggled to attack the zone. Not even sure Cal knew they played zone prior to tip, so... poor effort all the way around. We got what we deserved, and NC State showed us that they were fraudulent, like everyone knew. So it's not even like it was St. Peter's where they made like an Elite Eight run. It's like maybe this team was actually pretty decent. Shaheen Holloway had good schemes. No, this was just a fluke system with a fluke player that got hot and a joke on the other side of the sidelines.
I mean, yeah, and you called it last week's show. You said exactly what was going to happen, and that's what did happen. You said they wouldn't be prepared. They weren't prepared. And it's just the worst thing you've ever seen. And they even, like, started the game cold. They missed, like, all their shots at the beginning of the game. But they had 8 offensive rebounds in, like, the first media timeout. Like, that can't happen. And, they were the better team. If we would have won that game, we would have stolen it. Their free throws, they missed almost half their free throws. They missed 10 free throws total, and it was still like a 3-point game or whatever it was. Our coaches just hate playing our best lineups. They hate starting our best players. Always spotting the other team's 6 to 8 points by the first media timeout. I'm over it.
Yep. I mean, at least it got old Golki a TurboTax NIL deal.
Literally recorded on an iPhone in the lobby of the hotel. Can you believe it?
Do you see the most recent one about the, like, Excel chat AI bot?
Oh, yeah.
That was great. And, like, even Dave Portnoy retweeted it. And I was like, this was a fantastic, like, a dry, sarcastic tweet. Yeah. I was confident. I'm like, man, imagine this happened to another team that wasn't us.
Yeah. No, that guy definitely, he's going to end up working for Barstool or something. He sealed the deal, I think. My point, like, about this game was just the lack of adjustments on defense. I don't know if it's just because Cal is all up on his high horse and his ego is just too through the roof that he can't realize that he's doing something wrong, but every single play, they had Golki come off the screen and shoot like a fadeaway three. And like I maybe saw one time where the person attached to the screener came off to help. I don't know why they just stayed attached to the screener the whole time, because obviously, that just left him wide open. I think there was literally one play I remember where Trey Mitchell came up and helped, and maybe I think he even still made it, actually, unfortunately. But just zero adjustments. Didn't try to double-team him. Didn't try, like, a half-court trap or anything. Like, they pressed once, and I think it worked, and then they stopped. I don't know. I just don't get it. Just terrible in-game coach. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
You know, but when it does work, you know, against a team like Vanderbilt at home and, like, late December, early January, he's like, see, I told you this would work. Like, no, I don't see that. I see that we are 1-4 in the last 5 March Madness tournament games. That's what I see. I see that we're 2-8 in our last postseason games. We were favorites in all of them, I saw. Our last 10 postseason games. We were favorite in all of them. Our record is 2-8 in those last 10 games. It's just unheard of. And he's back. I hope he does something different, because the game has, like, just passed him by. He's washed, and if he doesn't, go with the flow, get rolling with how things are going, especially with NIL and the transfer portal. You can't just roll out a bunch of freshmen in there, especially if he's not going to get them ready to play, because they always look tight at times. And he had some veterans on this team. He had Antonio Reeves, who played great all year long and played great against Oakland. But the freshmen just, They look like deer in a headlights, just like the Jared Allen meme. The lights were brighter than expected. Or it's one of our favorite memes here at FTS.
Fig bags.
You all have said everything, but other than what I've thought, honestly, I just thought Kentucky played like shit. Honestly, like that's all it came down to. DJ Wagner, 17 minutes, no points. That's not acceptable in a tournament game now, is it? Reed Sheppard had the worst game of his collegiate career in March Madness. If you want to talk about Jared Allen, lights were too bright than expected. He's the poster boy. This entire team was a joke. Cal didn't prepare. If you have to admit on a radio station that you yourself did not prepare and did not know that they ran 2-3 zone on 80% of their plays or whatever, if you didn't manage to get them on a full court rush, that's your fault. You didn't have an adjustment for that. You're dumb for that. You and your entire coaching staff, Orlando, Clutch, whoever you want to call out, doesn't matter. That's your entire fault. And the coach didn't prepare and the players didn't play well. And that's all it comes down to. We shot terrible. There were shots that were good, didn't fall. Not lucky, just unlucky. But that's just stuff we can't handle, is it? That was the worst game that I have personally, and we've watched the St. Peter's. Let's keep it going. Like, just numerous games that we should have won in the tournament that we have not had. That is the worst one I have ever watched. And it's not even close. In the very beginning of the game, we all watched a TikTok video in our group chat of the guy that reviewed the very beginning play with DJ Wagner, where he is just standing like this, looking around like he's tripping. Just tripping. And he's just sitting in the corner like this, and he gets an open three. Like, you can't allow that. It's a tournament game. These teams are in the tournament for a reason. They are, ultimately. We can talk about whatever conference or whatever they come from. But they're in this tournament for a reason. I don't blame the Oakland coach saying, yeah, we want Kentucky. I want us to. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking trash to us like before it's the game, during disgusting. The game. They were confident they were going
to
win.
Every right to, brother. Every right to. You run that Oakland attitude on us, we're going to get scared. Yeah. And that's sad, because we have people all over from this country, from the hardest parts. It's just sad. And that's my view on it. And you all make perfect points about Cal. This is his get it or go home. That is it. I after that, you're right. Give me a GoFundMe, something, Patreon, whatever you want. I'll pay for it, man. I'll be a subscriber to your YouTube TV. What do you want, dog? I promise.
Now we need to get a billboard like we did for Big Z that says Fire Cal.
Exactly, and we'll do it too. It's all over media.
Yeah,
that's my point, guys. My point.
Like a few years ago, you know, there were probably like, you know, like 10-15% of people that wanted Cal gone, and then another year goes by and probably goes up to like, you know, 40-50, another year goes by, goes up to like 60-70. I feel like 80% of people, like 75%, 80% of people now like want Cal gone, and he's still here. So if I thought this past season was the deal breaker for him, like you make it or you break it, I triple, quadruple that for next season. If he somehow manages to screw up again and then Barnhart brings him back again, oh my gosh, we're going to have to ship out somewhere and become fans of another collegiate team, because that's absurd. I'll
catch me in Creighton with Creighton, dog. Catch me rooting another blue. That's where I'll be. I read something online that put it the best. If he values our heritage, keep him. If he values the player's future, let him go. That is the best way I could ever put it. I'm tired of him putting, and this is no offense to anybody that plays for us. Absolutely not. You have NIL now. I don't care. We need to value this culture at this point. Like, we're just becoming a joke at this point. And I've said it, I think, 3 times now, but it's just sad.
Yep.
We could pay, you know, Josh $8.5 million a year to figure out how to beat a 2-3 zone. I mean, My coach when I was 10 years old playing in church league knew how to do that. Like, what are we doing here?
But, shout out Coach Rob. We won because we knew how to beat a 2-3 zone. Like, just saying, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know about you guys, but after the 9-16 season, I was like, that was almost it for me. Like, that's inexcusable. Not even go 500 and be that far below 500. Okay, sure, maybe it's a down year. Okay, he comes back the next year and just another just mediocre year, especially for our allegedly gold standard. You know, another disappointment. St. Peter's, we lose to Kansas State. Now we lose to Oakland. It's just, I feel like this year was the year that he had this great roster, these likable players that the fans all loved. Like, this was the year for me. Like, if he had another down year, well, not even a down year, it was a good year, pretty much. Just the poor ending and how it ended, and, you know, another tournament failure just by itself. He keeps saying all year, every time we lose a big game, we're built for March. But built for March, losing in the round of 64 to 14 and 15 seeds, not really built for March. Built for June, like Devin said earlier. So, I mean, he's got another year. There's nothing we can do about it. So, but I'm having a hard time, I guess, caring about, you know, what'll happen next year. Because this year was the year for me.
We gotta be more efficient in scoring. Between Creighton, Illinois, and Baylor, those three seeds beat their teams by an average of like 19 points. We didn't, because we couldn't score. We gotta do something. We gotta run a different set. He has to learn how to do X's and O's at some point. Like, I'm tired of the recruiting thing. We gotta know how to run more efficient scoring plays, know where to go and who to go to at what time, and it's just, we gotta figure this out.
Couldn't agree more. Make Kentucky basketball great again. Woo. So let's move on to some Sweet 16 action here. Our bracket's not looking too bad. We're doing all right. Obviously, we had Kentucky getting to the Sweet 16, so that's, you know, the biggest kind of takeaway.
I'm so upset that I didn't try harder to talk you guys out of it. I was on it.
You were over there cringing in your
seat. Yeah, I know. I was.
Yep. Yep.
Well, here's my formal apology to you, Tad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm smiling over here.
Comes down to it next year, though. I guarantee all four of us say no in Kentucky round of 64. So it's just, this was the last chance for sure. But you know, something that kind of surprised me is we haven't really seen it, you know, the past few years. But all four one seeds are in the Sweet 16, so that's kind of interesting. Obviously, Purdue is playing Gonzaga. What do we think about that game? Devin being a big Purdue guy, you think they're going to pull it off?
No, I like Gonzaga to get the upset here. I think Gonzaga's playing well. I like the sets Mark Few's running. I mean, they just abused Hunter Dickinson in Kansas with the pick and roll all game. And I mean, Bill Self, he's doing his best Calipari impression out there, not making any adjustments. So I think you know, they played earlier this season. I think it was in the Maui Invitational. They played them pretty well, and I think this Gonzaga team has just gotten exponentially better throughout the course of the season. So I think Graham Ike will be a solid interior presence to compete with Zach Edey. And, I mean, Ryan Nemhard is awesome point guard, playing out of his mind. Nolan Hickman's having good scoring numbers. Between the backcourt matchup, it's not a contest. I mean, Gonzaga has a clear advantage there. Braden Smith and Lance Jones, those guys have done nothing. Fletcher Lloyd, those guys have done nothing. It's just the Zach Edey show. And by the time, you know, you put Greg and EK on him, and Tom Watson's having himself a pretty good postseason as well. So, I mean, look at all these guys I just mentioned. Like, I think they just have the better five out there. Probably the better coach, Matt Painter. Jokes in March. I'm a little worried. I mean, I don't think that Utah State team was good at all. So, you know, being a team by 39, congrats. But that team's not good. How TCU lost, I'll never know. But I kind of like Gonzaga this weekend. They're one of my darlings of this tournament.
I'm still riding the Creighton train.
That's what I am. That's what I was about to ask. Yeah. Noah, Creighton playing Tennessee. Yeah. That's another big game. Maybe like my most anticipated game of the Sweet 16. What do you think about that?
You said trains. That reminds me, when I went back and listened to our last episode, we were hopping on a lot of trains last week that ended up derailing as soon as they left the station. Like, I think I know BYU was one of them, and they were just off the worst team you've ever seen. I think y'all were on like a Mississippi State train. They didn't even show up either. So, just, yeah. And Drake, oh my goodness. Talk about a team I will never pick again. Just the worst team you've ever seen. But yeah, go ahead. Hop on the Creighton train.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say.
The one train that's still rolling. The one train that's still rolling, for sure.
True.
Yeah, everybody hop on my train, because I'm trying to tell you, they're getting to that Final Four. I can't tell you what happens after the Final Four, but they're getting to that Final Four. The Oregon-Creighton game was my pick for the most entertaining tournament game so far, honestly, for me. You can't ever beat double overtime in my eyes. That was really great shooting, some lucky shooting at that. Shireman had a rather terrible game to his standards, unfortunately. I honestly think that played a large part of why it was so close to begin with. But what Shireman was lacking, Kalkbrenner was making up. They had a wonderful play where he had faked a three-point shot and made an alley-oop player. Any other player in this tournament, I don't think, makes that alley-oop catch other than Kalkbrenner. You gotta be able to put that in the right spot and be able to catch it where it's going on a shot like that. It's not just a pass, it's a shot. So it has a little bit more difficulty. I feel like as that game got on, that's who Creighton is. And that's who Creighton needs to play as the tournament goes on. And I'm riding them the whole way. The whole way.
They got a Steven Ashworth ceiling game, like...
Yeah, they did. I will grant that.
They almost lost to two players. I don't like Tennessee either, so they should be able to beat Tennessee this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Ashworth, dude, just went off in overtime. I mean, he just 1v5. He was hitting all kinds of threes. I mean, who would have thought? But
we're forgetting Trey Alexander, too. Hang on.
Yeah, he had the game.
We're not giving him his roses.
Yeah, just like a very well-rounded win for Creighton, I think. You know, obviously, you know, Shireman had that clutch shot there towards the end of the game. You know, I mean, I don't see Tennessee stopping them. They have more weapons than Tennessee, I think.
This could be like the team that makes the run that, you know, almost got beat out early in the tournament. Like last year it was FAU. They made the Final Four. Creighton, they beat this Oregon team in double overtime. It was a real good game, real close game. They were tested. They dodged a bullet there. They might, you know, be well prepared for the rest of these games here.
I will say Oregon had about as worse of a shooting night as you can have from some Rigsby, 43 minutes, no points. That's you throw me out there for 43 minutes, I can throw you no points. Promise. Give me my scholarship.
Noah's big on these no points. Playing minutes, guys.
Yeah, 45
minutes,
cardio.
6 points. Like, yeah, pay me to do cardio. Fine. Yeah. Like, they couldn't do it any worse than they could have.
Yep. I want to hop over to another train that we were on. We were on the Terrence train with Illinois. They obviously made it. They're playing Iowa State. That's another 2-3 game I think is going to be really interesting. What do we think about this outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great stylistic matchup. You know, probably one of the best defenses in the country versus the best offense in the country, and we get a good Sweet 16 matchup here. You know, I think Illinois had a pretty easy path, so they've been on a heater recently, winning the Big Ten tournament and cruising in both of their games. So I think I'm a Cyclones guy. I've been on them for months now, so I still think I'm gonna ride with Iowa State here. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if they just struggle to score and, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus Domask and those guys just put up enough points. I mean, I think if they get to like 75, they probably win. So, you know, I've been a little worried about Iowa State scoring. It didn't look great against Washington State. But lucky, like, you know, Milan Momcilovic has looked better. And they still got like Lipsy and Gilbert in the backcourt. So they have some guys themselves. But I'm going to pick them. But this game scares me quite a bit just because of the style.
As far as any big upsets go, I know we were talking about Gonzaga there beating Purdue. Do we think any of the other one seeds might get taken down?
I mean, I'm not going to pick against Duke after I know they haven't really played anybody up to this point, but like still, they're taking care of business. And, you know, James Madison, they were good enough to beat Wisconsin, and Duke beat them by 40. So, I mean, and then Houston looked a little suspect, but I'm okay.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at
that. That was like that James Madison performance was like that was like the worst game I've ever seen a team play. Like, good. What? Like, I don't know. Terrence Edwards picked up 2 fouls in like a minute 30. They had no answer for anything. They refused to guard the 3-point line. And Duke got an insane variance game. They shot like 50% from three. McClain could not miss. Like, I will be very surprised if that. What does that look, Josh?
Did I just see Noah drink out of a pink hydro flask?
You probably did.
Oh my god!
It's not pink. It's white.
Oh,
yeah, it looks pink.
It looks pink.
It does look pink.
It looks pink. Yeah, it threw me through a loop.
It is white.
Okay, now it looks white. Now it looks
okay.
White.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Jesus.
Well, with that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if Duke were to beat Houston, especially after they let A&M come back and force it to overtime after blowing the 9-10-point lead with a minute left in the game. So, I don't know. Like, Buzz Williams, he's just, like, always has his team ready to play at this point in the season, and they're always on the bubble, and yet, for some reason, his teams always make runs for some reason. They play scrappy, and they're just, I don't know, better than you would think. I don't know.
I watched that A&M. Houston was allergic to rebounding within the last 30 seconds. I don't know what was going on there. Like, if they touched the ball, they sneezed and got sick. I don't get what was going on there. And I don't want to discredit A&M, but that was the luckiest shot I've ever seen. You're fading backwards off your left foot as a right-handed. No! You got lucky. But at the same time, you have to if they rebound the ball, the game's over. Like, me and my girl were leaving the bar watching the game and like thinking it was over, and it wasn't, because they didn't rebound the ball. It was insane how they have to work on that if they want to close out games.
So let's talk about another game here. Arizona going against Clemson. Clemson made it this far, which beyond surprised me. I just think Arizona, there's no way they don't curb stomp them.
This Clemson team is terrible. You will not find anyone that despises this Clemson team more than me. I don't know how they beat New Mexico. It sure does. Definitely don't know how they beat Baylor. I mean, I watched both of those games. They're just the worst team you've ever seen. I don't know. PJ Hall didn't even like play that well. I don't know. If anyone can explain to me I don't get it. Arizona's going to roll. Baylor did not show. I mean, Jacoby Walter moment was too big for him, but I don't know. Richard Pitino was not prepared. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, as chalky as this Sweet 16 has been, there's two teams here not like the others, and it's Clemson and it's NC State. If anyone has any other Clemson comments, but I... Like NC State, how they have the Incredible Hulk on their team, but like how are they here? And
they go up
against Marquette.
Hey, DJ Burns slander won't be tolerated around me.
Oh, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Hulk guy. But yeah, I don't know. I think Marquette, like, they almost lost to Colorado, who barely got in the tournament, barely won their first four game, barely won against Florida, and. I don't know. Like, I'm not a believer in this Marquette team. Do we think NC State could beat Marquette?
Absolutely. I think I do. I agree with that. Like, just two different playing styles. You know, I think NC State, obviously, they've got Burns. I think they're just going to play some bully ball, get it to him down low. I don't really think Marquette's got many guys that can stop him. And I just haven't been impressed with Marquette so far.
I think Marquette's pretty elite offensively. I mean, Tyler Kolek is really rounding back into form after his injury or academic suspension, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, Cam Jones gets buckets. So I think they have a pretty distinct advantage in the backcourt. I mean, DJ Horn didn't really do anything in the game against Oakland. And I mean, I think Oso can handle Diarra inside, kind of match that energy level and size. So sure, maybe DJ Burns does his thing, but... This team should have lost to Virginia a week and a half ago, like two weeks ago at this point. So I'm still not on board. Kevin Keats is on the hot seat. I don't know how they're doing it, but they keep doing it. So maybe I'll be wrong again. But I like this Marquette offense, and I think it's a little too high powered for this NC State offense.
Yeah, it'll be two different play styles for sure. I mean, it's better front court versus better back court. So I think it'll be an interesting game. Let's see here. Who else we got? Who else we got? We got North Carolina playing. They're playing Alabama. So do we think that could possibly be another upset?
What did I say? Over under on pick and rolls with RJ Armando. Promise. Whole game. Whole game. Swiss cheese. North Carolina is genuinely going to drop over 100 on them. Maybe 110. It's going to be disgusting. It is. I just do not see any stopping of this North Carolina offense for Alabama. It is going to be a massacre. I am so sorry. Please bet the... We don't allow it, but we don't grant it, but over under, please go over on point totals for this, guys.
I don't know what it is about these 12 and 13 seeds that when they pull these upsets, they just completely forget what a basketball is, the round of 32, but... Grand Canyon wasn't that good in this Alabama game, and Alabama still like barely beat them. Grand Canyon was in this game until like the very end against Alabama. So like I've been suspect on this Alabama team, especially like you said on the defensive end. North Carolina, they got down to Michigan State, who's not a good team at all in my opinion, but they ended the first half on like a 15-0 run and never looked back. So I think this North Carolina team is a lot better.
Yeah, I mean that Grand Canyon Bama game was like, that's that basketball back to, like, I don't know what I was watching. The refs didn't know what they were looking at. Bryce Drew had no clue what he was looking at. He saw worst defense in the country, and he only put up 61 points. Like, I don't know what that game was. I mean, it was just Tyon Graham Foster going 1v5 trying to carry the team, but
man, that was finishing an N1.
Yeah, no, you touched that guy. He couldn't score. I mean, and then he was bricking free throws the entire first half. Like, at least if you're gonna get to the line, make them. But they didn't score the last 4 minutes and like 5 seconds of the game. Hard to win in March when you don't score down the stretch. So, I mean, Grand Canyon easily could have won that game. I'm still not convinced that Alabama's good, and they are not going to be able to defend this North Carolina team whatsoever. So I'm fully on board with Noah. They're gonna put up 100 points and probably walk to the Elite Eight.
Yep, sweep it. And last but not least, do we have any San Diego State enjoyers out there?
We do not. Okay.
I'm a Jaden Lecrae enjoyer. That's about it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, they beat Yale. And Yale's probably been the biggest frauds of the tournament, in my opinion. They're just, I hate Yale. They have the most lousy, like, just unimpressive win against Auburn, and then they just get blown out. So, I mean, I don't know. I think UConn destroys them, destroys San Diego State. So, pretty easy sweep there, too.
Rematch of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have seen that script coming. That was definitely in the script. Rematch of the title game.
It go over our eye, didn't it? No.
Yeah. Here I was thinking Auburn was actually decent because they were ranked fourth in KenPom.
You and me both. You and me both. I'm going to the Sweet 16. Nope. Didn't happen. San Diego State. But I will say about our bracket, we're doing pretty good. Obviously, we've had some trains derail, like Chad said earlier, but still got all our Final Four teams. You know, our Sweet 16, we have most of the teams as well. So, yeah, if you're in the group, check it out. See how we're doing. We're looking pretty good here, boys. So I think we might have a good bracket this year. We'll look back on that here in a few weeks and talk about that. But let's get on here to the next segment. We've got Big C, Chad, bringing back. We missed it last week, obviously, because we had an emergency episode, had to fill out a bracket. But he's got his movie of the week this week.
Yes, sir. So... Noah still hasn't done his homework. He's got like an extra 2 weeks to do it.
Wait,
and he just
what was the last one? Was The Hangover, wasn't it? I've already we talked
hey, about Princess Bride. You still never watched Princess Bride.
You're still a week behind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna take the F on that assignment. Let you know that right now.
Well, if you take the F on that assignment, it'll be hard to pass this.
That's get a
passing grade on this next movie. I like that. Which will make sense here when I reveal it. But it is none other than Jack Black in The School of Rock. My next movie of the week.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. That's good for the whole family. I mean,
big fan.
It's a great movie.
My favorite Jack Black ever. He's absolutely hilarious. He's got a ton of legendary lines in this. The principal and just the whole thing and the... You know, Miranda Cosgrove is the student, the main student in it, and it's just like, well, who is this guy the entire time? Tamika, best, I don't know how she didn't win a best supporting actress. She was great. That's a very big troll move. She was just kind of a meme.
So like, all she does in the background is go.
she's just a meme, though. She's kind of funny. But you know, he makes this song about his old guys and his old band kicking him out, and he just, first day of class, he's just singing this song, and the kids are just staring at him blank-faced. It's just so funny, man. It's a good time. It's funny. Jack Black is amazing, and it's just a good time.
All right.
Yeah, a great movie. What a great, yeah, it's just an awesome, it has an awesome ending, too, so, I mean, I'm a big fan of this. Yeah, like, great recommendations recently.
Big fan.
Oh, yeah. Go, Chad. Do your thing, Chad.
It's a shame we had to start with Mrs. Doubtfire when we had all these other ones.
Right. Right. I thought we were...
curveballs, low-key.
I mean, he started at the bottom, and now he's working his way up. I mean, so... we'll see what happens next week, but he's got to come out with a bad movie here at some point, right?
I'm due for one.
You are due for one, but School of Rock.
Next week is April Fool's Week, so I'm sure we'll get a doozy.
Big facts. Yeah. Big facts. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'm excited for that. Yeah, School of Rock. Jack Black, go watch it. Let us know what you think. Let us know, you know, if you think it's a good movie. Let us know what you think it is, 1 through 5 stars. Yeah, I like it. And last year, we're going to play a little game for you guys. I'll let Devin go over the rules here, but haven't played a game yet since the pod's been back, so we'll have a little fun here and see who comes out on top.
Yeah, so we're going to play. We're going to play a game called No Shot. It's pretty similar to a familiar card game. You know, these three guys are going to go around and we're going to take turns, and I'm going to give them a category. Their job is to say somebody or something that fits within that category, and if they say something that, you know, doesn't really fit in the category, somebody else can call no shot, and if it's a correct call, then that person's eliminated. But if you make an incorrect call, you're out for that round. So then we'll go down to two players, do a new category, and if you win that head to head, you get 1 point, and we're gonna play to first to 2 points wins the game. So it could be a 2-0 sweep, or could have a few back and forth rounds here. So yeah, we'll get started. You'll see how it goes as we play. But you know, might be smart to stay away from the most obvious answers if applicable, and hit them with some deep cuts to see if you can get somebody to make a bad no shot call. All right, we'll start with the Kentucky theme. Because, you know, we'll keep it fair. Everyone here knows some Kentucky. We'll go with Kentucky football players. Just, if they played football at University of Kentucky, they fit.
Gosh.
Let's see how deep cut we can get on this roster here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I go ahead?
Yeah, we'll just go in alphabetic order. So.
Oh, okay. Just,
Noah. Okay. Yeah, we'll alternate. Yeah.
Okay. Kenneth Horsey.
Okay. Tim Couch.
Za'Darius Smith.
Benny Snell.
Bud Dupree.
Austin McGinnis.
I like that. Ray Davis.
Max Duffy.
Ooh. Stevie Johnson.
Devin Leary.
Terry Wilson.
Ooh. Andre Woodyard.
Jared Lorenzen.
Chris Rodriguez.
Ooh. Winston Harrison or William Harrison? I can't think of his first name.
I need an answer.
William Harrison. No.
William Harrison.
There was no shot?
No, Josh said no shot. Yeah, that's not his name. It's Maxwell Harrison.
Maxwell Harrison.
All right, so Noah's out. So now we'll go head-to-head, Josh and Chad. We'll go Oscar-nominated actors. They've ever been nominated for an Oscar, they fit.
All right.
The two movie buffs. I had to have a
great,
two movie guys.
Well,
gosh. I can I just concede now? This is not going to go well. It's Oscars, though. It's like, what? Okay. Do I still go first?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Robert Downey Jr.
Jack Nicholson.
Al Pacino.
Is it just actors or just actors?
Just actors, just actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bradley Cooper.
Sterling K. Brown.
Clint Eastwood.
Devin knows what I did there. Devin knows what I did there. Killian Murphy. I like
that. Robert Duvall.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Five.
Oh, gosh. Dustin Hoffman.
Rami Malek.
Robert De Niro.
Dad, are you reading off a list? I'm sorry. It looks like you are.
Matthew McConaughey.
Ben Affleck.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Jeez.
Chad might have gotten away with one there. That's
I just want to see how many.
Okay.
I was like, does it matter if it's right or wrong? You didn't call
it. It doesn't matter. It's just Josh let you get away with one.
Five? I'm getting another countdown. Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Go with
three. I need something. You're out. You're done. That's time.
How could I not? I blanked.
Dad with an upset.
Chad with an upset. That's okay.
I blanked. Dang.
Josh.
It's hard.
Paul Giamatti just no
Paul
love.
Paul Giamatti,
okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know why I couldn't think of it.
We didn't even get this year's, guys.
I don't know why I couldn't think of it.
All right. So we'll know
the
light, back
the lights
in.
Were too bright. The lights were too bright.
Hey, we're back.
All right. Now Noah's in. We got baseball season kicking off Thursday.
Hey.
So we'll go with Cincinnati Reds. If you play for the Cincinnati Reds, you make the cut. We'll let Josh start this time. We'll alternate the order.
Johnny Bench.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah, you go next.
Yeah, okay. Sean Casey.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Pete Rose.
Barry Larkin.
Trevor Bauer.
Joey Votto. Trevor Bauer, nice.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Adam Dunn.
Oh, man. Andrew Abbott.
Tony Perez.
Brandon Phillips.
Nice one. Jonathan India.
Michael Lorenzen.
Scott Rowland.
Josh's favorite player.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Stevenson.
What is that one guy's name? Trevor Bell. Please call it.
I'm not. Jonathan India.
Chad already. Oh.
I already said that.
Uh-oh, our Jonathan India arguments. Okay.
I already said India, yeah.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Oh, you're out.
Oh, wow, that is
out. You're out.
I didn't even
hear. Oh,
I'm not going to lie, I missed Jonathan India also, so. But the Josh and Chad both said you said it, so I'll take
Chad, Chad
it.
Said it.
I definitely said it.
All right, so we'll go. Okay, Josh, you got to beat Chad here, otherwise that's a quick 2-0 win. We will go with college basketball teams that have made the Final Four this century. We got the Final Four coming up. So if you've made the Final Four since 2000, you qualify.
Okay.
Josh, you start.
Come on, Josh, give us another round, huh? Don't let Chad get the 2-0 sweep.
All right, Kentucky.
UConn.
Duke.
North Carolina.
Villanova.
Michigan State.
Go with Florida.
That was my next. Wisconsin.
It's a good one. It's a good one. North Carolina.
It's already been said, no?
Didn't we already say... Did you say North Carolina?
Somebody already said North Carolina.
Did you say North Carolina, Jen?
Right, I don't think I did.
Somebody said North Carolina. Somebody said Duke, and then it went North Carolina, like, back to back.
I said Duke.
Look at you.
I'm pretty sure Josh is out.
Am I bad off?
I'll keep playing.
Alright, fine, we'll keep playing. North Carolina has been said, though.
Just I'm pretty sure we said it, too.
Oh, well.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, Chad, go.
Kansas.
Okay, Louisville.
Keeps taking UCLA.
Houston.
Memphis.
Marquette.
San Diego State.
Oh, we're getting testy, boys.
I hope nobody said this. Syracuse?
No, I don't think so. Butler.
Ohio State?
VCU.
VCU.
They were in 1 year. I don't remember which one it was, but
VCU. Okay. Arkansas.
BS.
No shot.
God, I mean,
no shot. Arkansas, they have not.
I didn't.
Dang it.
They did not.
That was a 90s.
That is 94, not 04.
Yeah, they were 90s team. Yeah.
Dang it.
If you were thinking 04, you would be thinking George Mason, I think, or 06, one or the other. So
South Carolina made it. Another SEC team.
Should have said South Carolina.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
That's pretty good, though. Yeah, but Chad takes it down too.
I was running out of teams.
Nobody said FAU. Wichita State.
Right,
nothing.
Oh, yeah, Wichita State. Dang. Missed some.
Illinois.
Good ones. Loyola, Chicago. Nothing. Like,
yeah, Loyola, Chicago.
Yeah, Mr. Gene. Go back.
A lot of good pools available.
Dang.
Alright, Chad, check his... I'm pretty sure we could get Chad won that, like, with North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
But he still won, so...
I know, I have a lot more teams in my head. Yeah,
ball don't lie.
Yeah, hard game, makes you think. Especially being put on the spot.
I'm surprised I didn't get the actors. Like, I just, for some reason, just, like...
That is an upset of
my
upsets.
My mind went completely
blank. Chad was struggling, too.
So we're saying please.
Can we get a fact check on Dustin Hoffman, honestly?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dustin Hoffman has. Yeah, Dustin Hoffman has.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I completely
forgot. Kramer versus Kramer.
I threw out a couple of best supporting actors on Chad, and he didn't notice.
No.
I wasn't going to know the difference.
Yeah.
I
should start saying names. Dang, that's tragic. 2-0 sweep for Chad. What a performance.
All right, boys. I think that calls.
I think that does. I think that calls it. Devin, you want to wrap it up?
Yes, sir. All right. That'll do it for this episode of From the Sidelines. You know, as always, feel free to check us out on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter @FTSPod. And be sure to check us out on YouTube if you're listening on podcast or vice versa. You can find us on YouTube at From the Sidelines Pod, or, you know, on Apple Podcast or Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, you want to leave a little School of Rock review, or, you know, let us know how your bracket is doing, you can send us an email to thefdspod@gmail.com.
Bye.
Have a good time.